Welcome to this deep dive. We're tackling a topic today that can be, well, a real headache and definitely a drain on the wallet for homeowners. The unexpected costs of residential mold. We've taken a look at a pretty detailed article that breaks down what you need to know.
That's right. And our mission today really is to cut through some of the confusion. We want to pull out the most important insights from this material. Understand what truly drives those mold remediation costs. Figure out when you absolutely have to call in the experts.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Get a handle on the typical price tags you might see. And, generally make sure you feel clued up if this unwelcome problem ever shows up in your home.
Okay, let's dive in then. When people hear mold remediation, they might just think, cleaning, like wiping down a shower wall, but it's more complex than that, isn't
Oh,
it?
absolutely. It's definitely more than just cleaning.
So what is it exactly? Why is it such a big deal?
Mold remediation is basically what's required when mold, which is a type of fungus, starts actively growing and crucially spreading in your home. It just loves organic surfaces like drywall, wood, insulation, even, the dust in your HVAC system.
HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, because I guess it can spread through the air currents that way.
Exactly. That's a major pathway. And here's the absolute fundamental point about mold, the thing you have to get. It needs moisture to survive and grow. So finding mold is almost always like a giant red flag. It's telling you there's an underlying water problem somewhere. Could be a leaky pipe, maybe too much humidity, poor ventilation, a damp basement, a crawl space, something.
So the mold itself isn't really the root problem. It's more like a symptom of water being where it shouldn't be.
Precisely. And this is honestly the most critical insight you must find and fix that underlying moisture issue. It's non-negotiable. If you just say, clean the mold, but you don't stop the water source, the mold will inevitably come right back. And you'll just end up with a recurring problem, potentially much higher cost down the road. It's like weeding a garden, but leaving the roots in the ground.
That makes total sense. Fix the leak, then deal with the mold.
Huh.
What about the health side of things? Is it just about property damage, or is there more to it?
No, there's definitely a significant health component too. I mean, while lots of common molds aren't, highly toxic, some types can cause real health issues. And this is particularly concerning for people who already have respiratory conditions like asthma, or maybe they're prone to allergies.
Vulnerable groups.
Exactly. Mold spores are just so easily inhaled. And for those vulnerable individuals, that can lead to some pretty serious symptoms. So yeah, it's not just about saving your drywall. It's about making sure you have a healthy living environment.
That's a really powerful reason not to ignore it. And it kind of underscores why sometimes you really shouldn't try to DIY this, right? So when does the information suggest it's time to stop thinking about the scrubbing brush and, actually call in the pros?
The key guideline, and this is often cited, including in the material we looked at, it comes from the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency.
Okay, the EPA, what do they say?
They basically recommend bringing in professional help if the mold-affected area is larger than 10 square feet.
10 square feet. Okay, let me picture that. Roughly what, like a 3 foot by 3 foot patch? Maybe a bit bigger.
Yeah, something like that. It's bigger than just a small spot on a windowsill, for sure, but maybe not a whole wall yet. And it's a practical threshold because areas larger than that often require specific containment procedures, to stop spores from spreading everywhere.
You don't want to make it worse.
Exactly. Plus, they usually need specialized equipment for safe removal and proper disposal methods. The material also highlights that professional help is really crucial for certain locations,
Like where specifically?
like extensive attic mold removal, for instance, or if contamination has gotten into your HVAC system, into the ductwork. These are just places that are really hard to access and clean properly without, specialized tools and the right know-how.
So, maybe a little spot on a hard surface. You might tackle it yourself if you're careful and know what you're doing.
Maybe.
But if it's spread out or it's hidden or it's in critical systems like your air ducts or way up in the attic, it's pretty much pro time.
That's the main takeaway, yeah. Trying to handle larger infestations yourself can honestly inadvertently make the problem worse by spreading those spores all through the house.
Yikes.
So, self-cleaning. It really is only advisable for genuinely small, contained areas, and crucially, only after you've already fixed the moisture source. Always fix the source first.
Always back to the moisture. Okay, let's get to the question everyone kind of dreads, the cost. What are the big factors that can really send those mold remediation bills soaring?
Well, there are several things that push the price up, sometimes significantly. The sheer size of the contaminated area is a major driver. I mean, more mold means more work, more materials, more containment time.
Just more everything.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
The type of mold can sometimes play a role too, although often the bigger cost isn't identifying the specific species.
Yeah.
It's the actual remediation process itself.
And I assume the damage the mold has already done, that must factor in heavily.
Oh, absolutely. Huge factor. If the mold growth has actually damaged the underlying materials, drywall, wood, insulation, you're not just cleaning anymore, you're repairing or replacing. If it's gotten deep into walls or ceilings or insulation, removal becomes much more complex, often more destructive just to get at it.
Right.
And whether structural repairs are required, that is a huge factor. Extensive mold growth, particularly in wood-frame buildings, can actually compromise the structural integrity of the wood itself.
Wow. Okay. I hadn't fully appreciated that. Mold causing actual structural damage. That would definitely push the cost into a whole different category, wouldn't it?
Completely different ballpark, yeah.
So where does mold typically hide that makes it so difficult and therefore expensive to remove?
Yeah, that's often the nightmare scenario. The material we reviewed points out that mold just loves to spread through vents, across ceilings, behind walls, deep into insulation.
The hidden spots.
Exactly. Once it gets into those hidden, often interconnected spaces, removing it becomes significantly more complex than just cleaning a surface you can see. It often requires opening up walls or ceilings, very careful containment so you don't spread it further, and then really thorough cleaning of areas that are often pretty inaccessible.
Okay, so it sounds like the location, especially those hidden or hard-to-reach spots like attics, wall cavities, HVAC systems, combined with the extent of the damage, that really dictates the final price tag.
Precisely. The cost isn't just about the square footage of mold you can see. It's about the square footage of all affected material, including what's hidden behind the scenes.
Okay, let's talk numbers then. Based on the source, what kind of typical cost ranges are we actually seeing for residential mold remediation projects?
So for what you might call a standard project, meaning, you know, more than just a tiny patch, perhaps affecting one area or maybe a room, the typical price range often falls somewhere between, say, $2,000 and $6,000.
Okay, $2,000 to $6,000. That's a pretty significant range right there.
It really is. And it just highlights how those factors we just talked about, size, damage, location, can really swing the price. The material does give a slightly more specific range for mold removal just in a residential crawl space.
Oh, what's that?
It notes that that can typically cost between $500 and $4,000.
Hmm, interesting. So a crawl space could be on the lower end, maybe $500, but could still get up to $4,000.
Yeah, crawl spaces can just vary wildly in like accessibility and how widespread the problem actually is down there.
Excellent.
And here's where things can get truly disruptive and costly. If the mold growth is really extensive, and it's caused significant structural damage,
yeah,
well, the project costs can go much, much higher. And you might even potentially need to find alternate housing while the remediation and the big repairs are completed.
Wow. Okay, that's another layer of cost and hassle right there, yeah. Finding somewhere else to live temporarily.
It's a big extra cost and inconvenience to factor in, for sure.
That really puts it into perspective. Okay, so let's say you find mold, you've decided, okay, this is bigger than 10 square feet, or it's in the attic, you need professional help. How do you navigate finding the right contractor? How do you avoid potentially, you know, getting ripped off?
Yeah, this is a super crucial step. The material really emphasizes starting with a thorough mold inspection. A good inspection will assess the total scope of the project. It should identify the moisture source.
Back to the source again.
Always.
Yeah.
And that inspection is essential for getting an accurate, comprehensive estimate. You need to know what you're actually dealing with.
Right. Do you usually have to pay for that initial inspection, or is that sometimes free?
The material does note that many reputable mold cleanup professionals actually offer free inspections, so that's a good starting point.
Good to know.
And then, when you're getting those estimates, it's also really wise to ask about insurance coverage for mold remediation.
Ah, good point. Does insurance often cover mold?
It depends. It really depends on the cause of the mold, like was it from a sudden pipe burst versus long-term humidity and, of course, your specific policy? But it's definitely worth asking because some or maybe even all of the project costs might be covered.
Definitely worth checking with your insurance company early on then. Okay, so you're getting quotes, you're comparing them. What else should you be looking for in a contractor besides the price, obviously?
Look for transparency in their pricing breakdown. You want to see what you're paying for? Positive reviews from past clients are pretty much a must these days. And specifically, try to seek out contractors with experience that's relevant to your particular problem. You know, like deep experience in attic mold remediation, if that's where your issue is, right. Or maybe basement or crawl space mold removal, if that's the spot. Mold in a wall cavity needs a different approach than mold on a concrete floor, for example.
Right, right. So don't just pick the cheapest quote necessarily or the first name that pops up on Google.
Absolutely not. Please don't do that. The material strongly advises doing your homework. Research the potential companies beforehand.
Okay.
And this part is non-negotiable. Verify that any contractor you're seriously considering furnishes proof of the necessary license and insurance required for this type of work in your specific area.
That sounds critical. License and insurance.
Totally critical. This whole vetting process is basically your protection. Protection against overpaying, protection against hiring someone unqualified who might not fix the problem correctly, or maybe even makes it worse.
Yeah.
Or dealing with huge issues if something goes wrong during the job.
That sounds like fundamental advice for pretty much any home repair, really, but maybe especially critical when you're dealing with something as potentially hidden and complex as mold. It really raises that question. Are they equipped to handle your specific problem, not just a mold problem in general?
Exactly. That's the key distinction. Doing that due diligence here can save you a lot of headaches and honestly a lot of money down the line.
All right. We've done a pretty deep dive here into the costs and all the considerations around residential mold remediation based on this source material. Let's try and quickly pull together the absolute key takeaways for the listener. What are the must-remembers?
Okay, first, remember the golden rule.
Why?
Mold needs moisture. Finding mold means your house is telling you there's a water problem somewhere, and that must be fixed first.
Right.
Ignore that source, and the mold is just going to come back. Guaranteed.
Got it. Fix the leak, then the mold. Okay, key thing, deciding if you need help.
Yeah, the practical guideline often cited is that EPA recommendation, if the area is roughly 10 square feet or larger.
Yeah.
Or if it's in those tricky locations, like the attic, inside walls, the HVAC system, call in a professional. Don't risk spreading it.
Makes sense. And the potential financial hit.
Costs vary widely. We saw that typically they fall between maybe $2,000 and $6,000 for a standard project. Crawl spaces could sometimes be less, maybe $500 to $4,000.
Well, it depends.
It depends heavily on the size of the contamination, how much damage has already been caused, and the location, especially if it's hidden or if you need actual structural repairs.
Okay. And finally, choosing who actually does the work.
Vet your contractor thoroughly. Get a detailed inspection. And remember, many offer them for free. Ask about your insurance coverage, check references and reviews, and absolutely positively verify their license and insurance before you sign anything.
Right.
Look for that transparent pricing and make sure they have relevant experience for your situation.
Okay. So thinking about all this, what does it really mean for you, the listener, as a homeowner or maybe a future homeowner? I think given that mold growth fundamentally signals an underlying moisture problem, this deep dive really hammers home a critical point, doesn't it?
I think so.
The true cost of mold remediation isn't just the price tag for the cleaning and the repairs, is it? It's often like the penalty you pay for undetected or unaddressed moisture issues that were maybe lurking for a while.
That's a good way to put it.
The most expensive mold problem is probably the one that keeps coming back because the root cause, that moisture source, wasn't actually fixed properly the first time. It's kind of a stark reminder, really, that preventative maintenance and just quickly addressing leaks when they happen are perhaps the most cost-effective mold strategy there is.
Absolutely. A little vigilance, a little prevention. It can save you a lot of heartache and, yeah, potentially a lot of money.
Couldn't agree more. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into residential mold costs. We really hope this equips you with the knowledge you need to tackle this challenge if it ever comes knocking on your door.